What does the word Christmas really mean, and why should we care? Hi, it's Pastor John Haggard at TreasureTop.com. Christmas literally means Christ's Mass, the annual holiday commemorating the birth of Jesus, who came to save us by paying for all of our sins, past, present, and future, no matter what we have ever done. That's a true Christmas present, the most expensive we'll ever receive. Priceless because Jesus paid for it with his life, the only gift that will last forever, and very practical. We'll use it every day with the Holy Spirit inside to guide us for all who have accepted Christ. The most famous statement in the Bible? John 3:16, Jesus' explanation of why God sent him to earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If you'd like that free gift to save you, just pray, Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. And subscribe to our free podcast at treasuretop.com. So think about it. Someone willing to die for you to be sure you get to heaven just by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and really meaning it in your heart. No other checklist of what you have to do in order to get to heaven. No book of rules of perfection that you must keep to be sure you get into heaven. Now, it doesn't mean you'll never sin again as a Christian. We are all sinners, Christian or not. The biggest difference between a believer and a non-believer is, when we accept Christ, the Holy Spirit enters our body to lead us and guide us what to do and what not to do. The Holy Spirit convicts us by reminding us, hey, you shouldn't have done that. For the non-believer, there is nothing inside them to convict them of their sin, so they're perfectly fine with continuing to live in sin, whereas the Holy Spirit does convict us to do better next time and help us not to repeat that same sinful behavior. The non-believer has no conviction and does not want to be accountable to anyone, so they keep on sinning with the same behavior or lifestyle. Let me ask you this question. Do you know anybody on earth who would die for you right now to be sure you get into heaven? Well, probably not. Jesus' story is quite simple. He wants a relationship with us. After all, we are made in God's image. And because all sin has to be paid for, someone has to pay for it. Either you or someone else. And that someone else was Jesus Christ, who came to pay for all of your sins and my sins. The biggest reason someone turns down the free gift, the free offer of assurance of going to heaven one day, is they just simply don't want to be accountable to anyone. You might hear something like, it's my life, I'll do what I want, mind your own business and stay out of mine. The most important thing I can tell you today is there is no second chance to accept Christ to get into heaven if you or someone you know dies before Christ returns the second time. So why take a chance that it might not be true? All of us are going to spend eternity in one of two places for trillions of years, either in heaven, where Revelation 21:4 says there will be no more tears, no more pain, and no more sorrow, or where non-believers will spend eternity in hell. And although we don't know exactly what it will look like, hell will be a place of unending suffering and torment where there is no escape and where there will be separation, fire, and gnashing of teeth. Now, some say, well, I'll get around to it one day, but right now I'm just going to live my life the way I want, and when I get older, I'll consider the Jesus thing. Friend, there might not be a one day later. All of us, including me, could die at any moment. While Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, God also says in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. In other words, you cannot predict the future when something is going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't plan out your life, but when God calls, that's it. The best fire insurance that I can give you is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior now. Or if you've fallen away from your faith and you want to renew your relationship with Christ, you can just pray this prayer to yourself or out louder, or say, me too, Lord. Jesus, I've blown it. I really have. Would you come into my heart? I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. If you've just prayed that prayer, you are now my brother or sister in Christ, and we will see each other one day in heaven, if not before. And by the way, if you would like to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ, you can go to our website, treasuretop.com, and press the Give button on the top menu. And I also want to say thank you for all of you who have helped us and who continue to help us spread the saving grace of Jesus Christ at Treasure Top. I really can't thank you enough for your prayers and your financial support. And I also understand in times like these, many of you are just unable to give financial support. And that's okay, because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's really between you and God, not between you and me. And as you know, I don't take a salary. I do this for free. And if you've never given a gift to Treasure Top, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to provide what my pastor once said, real hope for real people in the real world. You can learn more right here at treasuretop.com. It's Pastor John Haggard saying blessings to you and your loved ones, and we'll listen together next time on this podcast.